Number 12707, Starboard Restaurant Incorporated seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for existing and proposed fence. The section of code is 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185. The property is located on the south side of Coastal Highway, approximately 210 feet north of South Street. The 911 address is 19138 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 141. The applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. My name is Sean Hearn. I live at 19138 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
I'm Leah Rizzo. I live the same address.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. So the situation is that I have this house. It's a commercial property. Before I was living there, my grandfather was using it as his office. So what's changed is that I'm now actually living there full time. And you can't really see it on the map, but I submitted a bit of a mock-up where I describe. So to the north of the house, so on the left of the house on this map, there is a chain link fence. And the chain link fence runs from the alley behind me, right from the corner of the yellow rectangle, and it divides me from 19134, the property immediately to my north, and then it makes a 90-degree turn and it divides my north side yard from my front yard. It is a chain link fence. It's about 2.5 feet tall. It's not falling down. It's not in great shape either. What I am looking to do is to replace that chain link fence along its entire length with a 6-foot tall wooden privacy fence. And when I applied for the permit to construct the privacy fence, I was told not only did I have a 40-foot setback from the highway when I was expecting a 30, but I actually have a 30-foot setback from the alley behind my house because that's technically a road. It doesn't have a name. Frankly, it doesn't go anywhere, but on the most recent official survey, that is a through road, and so I'm supposed to have a 30-foot setback from that as well. So what I'm seeking is to be allowed to construct a full-height fence like most people can do in their back and side yards, right up to that back alley, which is effectively just a shared driveway for myself and my immediate neighbors, because it terminates. And I would like to be able to construct the full height fence right up to the front of my house, which is exactly 31 feet from the edge of the pavement. So if I was looking at a normal 30-foot variance, I wouldn't even really need to be here. If I had a normal front variance and if I was not technically considered a through lot by virtue of the back alley. Obviously, the situation is not caused by me because I moved in and it was like that. Frankly, the situation is changing over time in that when I moved in, the business at 19134 to my north was not open, so I didn't have to deal with customers coming and going, with staff coming and going, with the lights. There's been a hotel built across the street in what looks like it's still trees on this map. They've got their floodlights on 24/7. The whole area is much more heavily trafficked, so I'm dealing with noise, lights, and passerby coming and going from both the highway, the businesses that are my neighbors, and also the sidewalk. The actual impetus for me starting this project, what finally made me go ahead with building the fence that I've always talked about, is that she is being sort of harassed, heckled, and catcalled by people walking past on the sidewalk while she's trying to garden using our side yard. So I really don't want that to happen anymore. And indeed, at my own risk that you guys might deny my request, I have started to construct the fence once I got the permit, and it is so much better. So I've constructed the piece of the fence that divides my side yard from my front yard, I have replaced with a 6-foot tall wooden fence, and then for 10 or 15 feet running back from that. And at that point, there's a small gap, and then the chain link fence that was originally there is still there. I decided to wait until I got the approval before I continued the construction. Obviously, if you guys deny me, I understand that I bear the burden of taking what I've already built down as well, but The noise from the highway is so much better. People don't bother us from the sidewalk anymore. Basically, we can actually use our yard as people that live in this property for the first time. It was almost unusable before just from the noise. And I think that's all I got.
Okay. Questions?
What is the new business that's next to you?
So it's a salon. It was a barbershop before, but it's now under new management. And more importantly, when I moved in, it was between the two businesses, so it was just closed. So nobody was there.
Gotcha. Okay. Is the house you're living in, is that building, does it look like it was intended to be a dwelling, or does it look like it was intended to be a business?
It is 100% intended to be a dwelling, and before it was my grandfather's office, it was a dwelling historically.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
My neighbors on the other side, for what it's worth, they both live there and run a business out of their home.
You might have said this. Are your neighbors okay with this?
So my neighbors to the south who live and own, they said they're okay with it. My neighbors to the north, it's an absentee landlady. I contacted her property agent, and he said that they were okay with it.
What's the property across the street with the lights?
It is some sort of a Marriott Hotel, I believe. It is on the map. Okay. So I'm not sure if I'm speaking out of line here, but in those woods where you can see the number 3 to the right of the Marriott Hotel, there were a ton of homeless people, and the cops kind of busted up their encampment a couple years back. And ever since that tent city was destroyed, there have been a lot of pedestrians who, not to pass judgment, but they are sort of transient, and those are the sorts of people that were bothering her while she was trying to garden. That's a recent development within the past few years, that we get a lot of folks like that walking past in front of our house. I believe the lights at the hotel are kept on all the time at such brightness to avoid people like that coming around their parking lot.
You got the liquor store on the corner there, correct?
Atlantic Liquors, yes.
Yes.
A lot of trash blows into our yard from the liquor store as well. I know that in the past, I did some research, and people have mentioned that they like a fence that doesn't allow trash to blow into their property, like the chain link fence does. Obviously, I would go around and I pick up all the trash that gets stuck against it now, and I would continue to do that.
Do people use the private alley?
So I use the private alley, and both of my immediate neighbors also use the private alley. Like I said, I just want to raise the height of my fence and make it obviously opaque along the existing footprint. So they'll be driving around the exact same fence. It's just that the visibility might be impeded a little, I recognize, but the only people that need to go past me are the staff of the salon. And like I said, the owner of that property is on board with it, and they drive 2 miles an hour in and out of there.
Would you describe that as like a stone road? Is it paved?
It is dirt, and it doesn't have a name. We were all flabbergasted to learn that it is officially a road that expects me to have a setback. I knew that the county owned it. So my grandfather had told me that in the past there was an issue where one of the neighbors sold to some sort of building conglomerate, and they attempted to assert ownership of the alley at the end, blocking it off, and it came to light that it is a public street. But like I said, my main issue is that it's not a through street. So a decrease in visibility isn't causing problems for like traffic.
That used to be a trailer park back in there 40 years ago.
I am not surprised. There's still, it's not really a trailer park, but it's a modular home co-op, two neighborhoods behind us.
Mr. Sharp?
I don't think I have any questions. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
I guess the only question I had is you said it was going to reduce the visibility on that alleyway. How do you think it's going to reduce the visibility and by how much?
So you will not be able to see around the corner of the fence as you drive up the alley to quite the same degree as obviously you can see through the chain link fence. As I've mentioned, I do not believe that's going to be a problem because the only people that are going over there are the staff of the salon. So I have two things to say in that regard. One, If you zoom back in, you can see that my garage already occupies the other corner of the property, right up against the alley. So as you drive up and down that alley, you are already prepared for the fact that you do not have full visibility. So they're already used to driving safely with that in mind. And furthermore, since it's just the staff, they all arrive and leave at the same time. Nobody is ever both coming and going on that road at the same time, ever. Basically, they use their backyard as staff parking, whereas the parking for customers is the gravel lot above the number 140 in Magenta.
Did you say, is that your driveway with the two vehicles, or is that your neighbor's driveway?
So my neighbor 142 and I effectively share a two-lane driveway. So he has the left lane and I have the right lane. Those vehicles are his.
Is that a fence on the backside across the alley?
Yeah, so with the exception of my immediate neighbors on both sides, every other property has chosen to fence along the property line, removing their access to the alley. They've elected that they would rather have a full height fence along that line instead. There's wooden fences 6 foot high like I'm trying to build all throughout the neighborhood already. That's the done thing. I mean, even the fence that divides 142 and 143 runs directly to the alley in the back.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12707? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12707? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12707 for Starboard Restaurant Incorporated. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property is unique physical conditions due to it being a through lot and a dwelling on an exceptionally small commercial lot. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The difficulty is not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12707 has been approved.
Thank you, board. Have a wonderful evening.